action.
Action.
Dave, here we are having a chollop. You in the room where your wife makes you sleep because she doesn't want you in the bed anymore. Me next to my best friend on earth. Say, yes, go to sleep, my friend. You're showing off because you have a special camera on your computer.
I zoomed it a little bit.
Hear that? Dave has a zoomy thingy. Get over here right now so I can punch you in the kisser. And then kiss you in the kisser. I love you, buddy.
No.
I am so drunk. What'd you zip up? Your sleeping bag outfit? Yeah, put it over. There you go. Dave, chollop topic. Chopic. You ready?
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Stock Act.
What?
Okay. Stock Act. The bill that Congress passed.
For stocking shelves?
No. It's the bill that Congress passed this week saying essentially that members of Congress cannot insider trade. And they passed it. Oh, wait.
They didn't?
Oh, wait.
Wait, and Gareth, let me stop you right there. So the people that are making tons of money mm-hmm. by doing insider trading mm-hmm. have been asked to not do that, but they have to slap their own wrist, and they didn't do that?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Well, that's odd.
It's weird. It's weird. Look, there is so much corruption that you're like, there's plenty. They can be corrupt in all these other ways. That this one just seems so egregious that you're like, surely they just again, like out of fear.
There's no fear.
It's just ludicrous.
There's absolutely no fear.
They, on the contrary, they seem emboldened.
Yeah, I can just remember just like 10 years ago, they weren't this bad. They genuinely, absolutely stopped caring and just now they used to lie, but now they just say that they're not going to do stuff or that,
yeah, you know, right. They used to have the respect of lying to us.
Yeah. So they don't lie anymore.
We just kind of say like, fuck you.
I guess go fuck yourself. Anyway, well, vote for me or the fascist.
What's interesting is that Barack Obama came into office and he passed the law that stopped this.
Yeah, and then
another president came into office, Obama, and he repealed it a year later.
That's right, because the second Obama was a little bit different than the first Obama.
The non-Muslim one. I want that.
But here's the thing. You're president, right? And you're like, we should do this good thing. And then all the people that you want to pass stuff, they're like, we're not making millions of dollars. And then you got to go back and change it.
Yeah. Quietly change it. And what happened in this one, this latest iteration, is that they basically were like, okay, there was a lot of, I mean, look, again, there are so many issues that unite this country that have, you know, these 80% approvals of the, by the way, it's amazing when you're like, what are the 20%? The 20% are like, no, let them do it, but whatever.
They're making money.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they don't understand the question. They're like, yes.
Yeah.
And they're like,
M&M's?
No, not M&M's. But so there was definitely pressure. Pelosi came out initially and said she was against it. She's many times said she's for,
imagine,
you know,
having $120 million and being like, I don't have enough.
I know. And then having the gall to be like, we do what we do for the children. The children are so important. Like, lady, you're so fucking full of it. But so she was initially against it. And then there was, you know, a lot of people, I think, is his name John Osserman? That's the one from Georgia, the not Raphael Warnock. I think that's his name.
They're all the same.
He kind of, this is months ago. He kind of,
oh, that guy,
like,
the senator.
Yeah. He kind of came out and he kind of was like, you know, because there are versions of this that are just typical. Like the fine now, if you are caught breaking this rule, you know, because there is a rule, is the penalty is so minimal. And I think like,
yeah.
So it's like you pay like $1,000 fine or something like that. Which it's like, well, if you can fly, if you're making millions of dollars off of insider trading, and then so I mean, it's like a 40-cent toll, you know. So anyway, like, you know, there was a lot of outcry, and then Pelosi pretended to get behind it. Then mm-hmm. there was a bill, but then the Democrats who are, you know, making money essentially through this,
yep.
Put a bunch of things in the bill that they know Republicans would not vote for, and then when Republicans were like, yeah, we're not going to vote for that, they were like
oh. Pelosi's
like, these Republicans, unfortunately, these Republicans will just never vote for stuff. And they also do this thing where, you know, they're going, I also don't know how we let them go on vacation. How are we allowing them
you know why? Because they say we need to go.
Yeah,
we need to go meet with our constituents, which they don't do. They never
do that. Yeah. Like,
why should Kristen Sinema, who's never met with her constituents, why should she be allowed to take a vacation?
Ever.
Yeah.
She's never met. I mean, that's why. And then people are like, don't follow her to the bathroom. It's like, what do you want us to do? We have questions. If you want to talk to us, then, you know, if you want to have privacy in the bathroom, then talk to us. But and then so they use the congressional recess as a way to say, we're swamped with stuff to do. They just act like a big part of the ruse that they have going on is acting like it's really hard to do their job. And we've just kind of become used to the idea that is true. And I think a lot of people think that that's true. Their jobs are so, they don't even need to show up for their jobs. That's
how easy
their jobs are.
They're not actually doing anything. Their staff is the one. They fucking just roll. They go to the gym downstairs at the fucking Senate or whatever. And then they go and they roll and they do a vote. And then they go out to lunch and they talk on the phone to some rich people. Their staff does everything. They're not fucking doing anything.
They're the actors.
Yeah.
They're like when I my buddy directed a commercial and I was in it with Mindy Kaling and I'm a silent waiter.
Oh, here we go.
You know, it's a big break. And, you know, I was like, her job is very little at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you're an actor, which is really what our politicians are, your mm-hmm. job is to just sort of be the face of the face of the organization.
Right.
You know, and that's really what they are. They're just so I remember when they did the. Oh, go ahead.
But people can't understand how Barack Obama isn't really doing anything and how he was, you know, while all the terrible shit was going on, he was on Branson's yacht and all this stuff. Barack Obama only makes sense if you look at him as an actor.
Yeah. No, I mean, he, you know, again, I mean, I'm sure we've said this in some way on the show or on one of these, but, you know, Barack Obama was FDR. He was the guy who came in when everything was going shit side fucking.
It's called the shit sandwich.
When he came in and he was served the shit sandwich.
Shit pie.
It was he had the shit pie and he ran on all this, you know, these things that he was going to do to sort of level the playing field. And, you know, again, FDR acted selfishly when he passed a lot of the antitrust stuff that was going. And Obama was supposed to do these things and he just fucking didn't. And we were so charmed by him and believed in him so much that we didn't really.
You.
Well, no, I mean, we as a country, I'm not accused. Okay. Jesus, you are so fucking sensitive.
I was not on board with that.
Of course. But I'm just saying, I say we as a populace, the majority of people, we just were like, oh, he's going to be great. He's going to do it. Ah, we don't need to worry. We went back to brunch and then he just fucking didn't prosecute any bankers. He didn't do any of the shit he said he was going to do. And, you know, and that was fine. And he rode his first election momentum for 8 years.
Yeah.
Granted, he was losing people, but he did enough then to just, even now, people like watching people be like, you know, okay, so what? The guy's made $100 million. Like, he's allowed to do that as a public citizen. You're like, well,
no, that's corruption.
Yeah. Wasn't like the whole thing that he was like against this shit? Like, that was a big part of his charm.
Yeah. When you go and do speeches for the banks that you helped,
yeah,
that's, and they give you $400,000, that's like the definition of corruption. That is pure corruption.
No more libraries. Unless we spell it LIEBRARY.
Holy shit, Gareth.
That's my
what
new
the
thought.
Fuck, dude.
Thank you.
Wow, man.
But yeah, they just didn't do it. And it's not surprising. You know, it's another week where they just didn't do shit. Nobody
and they're not gonna.
No, they're
they
not
went
going
on vacation.
To
they're
ever.
Gonna come back. They're gonna forget that they were doing it.
There, it's not. I mean, I'll take issue with your forget then if we're gonna nitpick. You know, they are very good.
F-E-R.
They are very good. What?
Yeah.
Terrible. they are just really good at knowing that we are going to be talking about something different when they come back.
Well, yeah. And they also make that something different thing to talk about.
Yeah, like, right. I mean,
it's just like, it's so dumb.
How you
our government is so dumb.
How you can't, you know... Like, just look, no matter how people feel about Ukraine. And again, I mean, like, there's no doubt that there are, you know, that Russia is a fucking terrible country and that Putin is a fucking lunatic. But there's so much money going to Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. No, the reason now you look at Afghanistan, you go, that's why we pulled out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, I know. And it was coming. I know. It's just like, you know, it really is just totally crazy. And
we always have to be at war.
There's have to be. And there's tons of money for war and there's no money for kids to have school lunch.
Well, they just like
while they get all this money
to. It was like $244 million for like healthcare, like at home health or something like that. And it's just like, what paltry fucking shit amount of money is that with
literally,
all the money you're giving?
Paul
to
and Nancy Pelosi
Ukraine.
Could pay for that. Dan Crenshaw and Nancy Pelosi could pay for that. Obama,
just,
Pelosi, and Crenshaw could fund that. That's how paltry it really is.
It's just and people are like, this is great. And like, there's nothing
I know.
Great anywhere.
Like
is there
Jeff
anything?
Bezos
nothing.
$10 million to something. And people,
yeah,
like,
that's
not
a
so
fucking
bad.
That's like me giving a $10 bill to someone.
Yes, it's just fucking crazy. But you know, I didn't expect it to pass. I did. I was very curious how they were going to do it. You know,
well, the vacation's perfect.
The vacation
comes.
The
we tried.
Great.
We couldn't get it. And then now we're all going to the Bahamas. Like,
which is
sorry.
Why I never really understand, like, you know, why do they fight for majorities? Like, do the Democrats really want another majority?
Yeah, yes, because when they're in the majority, they can pass bills that help their friends
people.
And make the money for their people. And then when the Republicans are in power, they pass bills to help their rich friends and make them money. And when the Republicans are in charge, then the Democrats can fundraise and make money. So it's just a big money-making.
But that's
money-making
what I mean. It
thing.
Seems like the Democrats have their ruse has sort of been hole poked a little bit this last time because they did have majorities and they, you know, they had Manchin and Sinema who were super helpful heels.
So they didn't have majorities then, according to Democrats.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, but I feel like Trump, they're still running on Trump, but I feel like when Trump was in office, it was very helpful, the fundraising. But again, he's just saying he's bad for the con. He's the guy who's just going,
yeah,
next to the three card Monty dealer, just going like, you got to see this. You're not going to believe how this works. And people are like, buddy, just shut the fuck up. Let us do our con. He's like, I can't believe. Sometimes I think there's two peanuts. Sometimes I don't even know if there's one peanut. And like, you're just like, hey, you're fucking it up because you're saying too much. You're talking too much. But they all just all do the same bidding. And, you know, I mean, yeah, it's just like, you know, there. I think it was like 72 members of Congress or 77 members of Congress this year broke the rule. I mean,
77.
So it's something 70 something, you know.
It's the most corrupt government, I think.
Yeah.
On Earth. I don't think there is another government as corrupt as this. I mean, it's our entire government is built upon corruption. That's what it is.
Yes,
it's corruption. That's what all of the Supreme Court justices are. It's all pure corruption from top to bottom, state level.
That's another thing. They're able to the Supreme Court is able to profit in a similar way.
They you know, the Kavanaugh took like $20 million somebody, and no one knows where. And they're like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, okay.
I don't know. It's like, I mean, I don't know. It's like, you do wonder, because surely in Romania, the day before Ceausescu and his wife were taken into the streets and, you know, just shot.
Hugged. Oh.
They were probably like, what kind of caviar should we have this evening? You know what I mean? And then it was just like the next day, it was just like, everyone was just like, fuck this.
I mean, you never know when it's coming, but
no.
I don't have a lot of faith in Americans to snap. I think we're a very weak crowd beating down people.
Yeah. And we've really been manipulated so well to hate each other.
We're so propagandized. So propagandized. Yeah, you just hear the shit people say. You're like, oh, okay.
No, I know. And it's like, you know, I mean, a lot of it with, you know, with cable news, it makes it so easy because it's just avoiding it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, just, they can just talk about one thing all day and people will be like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's. Yeah. That's
all you need is one thing. You need one thing once a week and no one pays attention to anything. I mean,
think of the Queen again. I mean, just that is such a prime example of, you know, media avoidance, which
her funeral, all the whole fucking shebang, $900 million. Do you know how much good you could have done for $900 million?
Well, I would be very interested to know what, you know, what Liz Truss could use $900 million for to fix of the self-inflicted problem she's already created.
She's already burned through.
Oh my God. That is its own. I mean,
she's an absolute dumpster fire.
I mean, it's
amazing.
Just
to
like,
watch.
Holy fuck.
Like, you're like, oh, there's dumber people than Boris.
Who follows Boris Johnson and is like worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's remarkable. I mean, it's definitely just obviously like messengers again. Same. It's the same shit, you know, but the pound
it's like
the dollar are like the same now.
Yeah. Like, I never thought that happened in my
like
life.
One for one. Yeah. I mean, dude, my whole life, you know, £1 has been $2 my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, right around there. It's slowly changed and fluctuated over the years, but that is all the idea right now is like, it's bonkers, but you know,
it's the same thing in all the countries. It's just at some point we crossed a line. I don't know if it's just generations of rich people or whatever it is, but it's just all these rich people who are super dumb and don't read as much as, like, I think there used to be like, well, I'm going to get educated and I'm going to get a really good education and I'm going to learn some stuff and then I'm going to be in office. But they're just so dumb now and lazy and incurious and they just are like, I'll do my thing, and they're fucking beyond,
you know,
like I get that Brexit was a big cash theft situation, But even then, you're going to make less money doing that cash run than you are just hanging in there for the long haul and keeping your country okay. They're just burning it down for the simplest, dumbest reasons. And
well, what happened with Brexit was Farage and Johnson became popular and known figures. I mean, Boris Johnson was already known before that, but this was the one that brought them to prominence. So they had no choice but to be the dog that caught the postman.
Boris Johnson had been writing op-eds for like 20 years about leaving the EU. Yes. So you get in there and you're like, well, this is my abortion.
You know, it's Trump with Mexico's going to pay for it. You know, it's like, you know, you just kind of there you are. Now, what are you going to do? And you kind of have to sort of try to see it through to some capacity.
Yeah.
You know, but it really, really is just, it's so crazy to watch. And that is a really true point, which is just like, you know, that, you know, I think about Marjorie Taylor Greene and
sexy, right?
So hot. Yeah. Single now too. So look out,
man. Hello.
Marjorie like that would have stopped me though, you know what I mean? Huh?
Ooh, that's not how it works, but yeah.
How it works. And
they don't get your first name.
But she just and this is not just a her thing. I mean, this is over and over again. But her in particular, she came out. She was outrageous. She was nuts. She was too much. Through Facebook, basically got elected to Congress, kept saying outrageous shit. People were furious about her, so they couldn't stop tweeting and talking about her. And that's when you lose, because now she's known and it doesn't matter. Now she could be a little bit more of a normalized version because she's known and it's over.
The Democrats 100% made her a thing.
It's because, again, you don't like, you know, Kim Kardashian. We know about her from a fucking sex tape. Nobody ever bothers to talk about that. She's just a figure now. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a fucking lunatic and has just, that's it. It's over. It's enough. We're, you know, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. There's going to be more of her now, this next
Congress.
They're not gonna be less of them. There's always gonna be more of them because Democrats are pushing the crazy ones to be their opponents. Well, some are gonna get through, and so there'll be more, and then there'll be more, and then there'll be more.
Yeah, when you with this last run, when you donated money to the Democratic Party, a lot of that money was used to elect Republicans.
That's right.
I mean,
it's so fucking crazy.
What the fuck?
As fascism comes, what if we have a fascist run against us?
Yeah.
Why? No, some people like fascists.
You know, I have this idea, and it never doesn't work. Donald Trump got elected. Let's elevate the lunatic so that we can mop the floor with them, so that we don't have the competent one. Just crazy. Mm. But you know, that is that's the government. That's what it is. It's a total farce. It's total theater.
When do you think AOC will start buying those stocks? She's got to be eyeing them.
Of course.
She hears something, she's got to be eyeing him. She's got to be like, ooh.
It'll happen.
I could just do a couple.
And she will, you know, she and, well, Rokana. Rokana already actively is doing that.
Yeah, because he's a Silicon Valley guy.
Yeah.
He's like at the heart of guys who get to learn shit, make tons of money. Of course
Rokana,
he is.
You know, I mean, these are, I fell prey to it with the progressive side of the Democratic Party, too, where I thought, OK, you know, there we have this core group who can actually do some shit now. But no, I mean, he and I think, I think AOC, it's a matter of time. I mean, she's very adept at making that not the issue. And there was really Abigail Spencer, I want to say.
Abigail Spencer?
No, it's
Abigail. Are we talking about a congressperson?
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck? Abigail. Spanberger. Oh, I feel like this is like Samsonite and Dumb and Dumber.
Absolutely not a name.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Spam Burger's not a name.
It's delicious. It's a Monty Python sketch. But she came out and she basically said that, you know, the Democratic Party needs new leadership. And it ain't even that. you can't. You know.
Yeah, the whole system is a toilet.
It's
so
rot.
It's like it's not the, it's the system. Like the if you get new Democrats, it's not going to matter. It's the system is a toilet.
Because
it's
Democratic Party will only elevate those who will play ball.
Right.
So, you know.
Right.
It was when what was the guy's name who he talked like this? He was the chairman of the DNC. I can't remember his name, but Keith Ellison was running against him, and then they went out on that unity campaign.
Perez.
Yes, Tom Perez, and you were just like, yes, yeah, Keith Ellison can't win because Keith Ellison is talking about legitimately changing shit.
Yeah, he's talking about making the changes that are needed to make it not a corrupt party.
Sorry, bro. That is happening.
I mean, when I was growing up, the seven richest counties were spread all over the country, New York, California, blah, blah, blah. Now the seven richest counties are all right around Washington, D.C.
Crazy. Just crazy. Just disgusting, crazy. You know, and again, I mean,
lovely. I would say lovely.
Over and over again, are seeing these things where you're just like, wait, what? Like, kids are skipping lunch at school.
A lot of kids are skipping lunch.
We can't afford to give kids $5 to get lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But these people can make this amount of money.
Yeah.
Pretty fucked up.
Pretty great, man.
USA, 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 USA. All right, there you go.
Woo!
Pizza out.
Pizza out.
We're chop, chop, chopping it up. We're chop, chop, chopping it up with the chollop.